With temperatures heading into the 90s, the summer is getting its first taste of hot weather. So many are trying to find ways to keep cool.
It is hot out here. I don't know how we're going to, actually. It's supposed to be like 110 with a heat index today.
Drinking lots and lots of water. We've just been to the movies where it was nice and cool, and so we killed a couple of hours there.
Officials urge people to stay hydrated and find air-conditioned buildings to deal with heat. But it is not yet time for official cooling stations. In Sussex County, these would require that there be three or more days of temperatures above 95 degrees, and libraries become one of the central locations for people to go find relief. Sussex County Library Director Kathy Graybill explains the conditions that would turn a library into a cooling center.
We do designate our libraries as cooling stations when there's a forecast of at least three consecutive days of temperatures 95 or higher. And then, of course, the humidity and the heat indexes that are greater than 100 degrees. Whether it's winter or summer, they'll call us and say, you know, what are your plans for this? What are your plans for that? And remember, public libraries are really the only place that takes everybody. You know, there's no requirement other than to come in.
Graybill also says that when libraries are turned into cooling centers, emergency services pop in from time to time to make sure that no one is suffering from dehydration or heat exhaustion.
Designated as official cooling stations, we even have our emergency medical services staff periodically go to the libraries to check people for, you know, heat exhaustion or other heat-related problems, and they kind of stay on alert for when we call them.
Even if temperatures do not reach the designated 95-degree mark, Graybill says public libraries are still a good place to go cool off.
We are always open and encourage people to come in and stay cool and hydrate and read here and there. You know, and even if you don't have a library card, you know, we tease that it's, you know, the best thing you've already paid for. So come on in, and not only will you be cool, but you can be entertained.
Meanwhile, Wicomico County uses a heat index of 105 degrees along with the Department of Health to determine when to set up a cooling station. Director of Emergency Services for Wicomico County, Dave Shipley.
When those heat indices get up into the range of about 105 degrees, which means that the National Weather Service could be issuing a heat advisory, that's when we will consider opening up a cooling center and also putting information out to the general public.
These hot spells also put a strain on the electrical grid as Delmarvans turn to their air conditioners to keep cool. Matt Lakovich with Delmarva Power says that users should try to conserve energy by unplugging appliances, turning off lights, and turning up their thermostats by a few degrees. Lakovich adds that over the past few years, Delmarva Power has made many efforts to improve the infrastructure of the power circuit to help increase reliability on the system.
Over the last 5 years, we've invested about $1 billion to upgrade our transmission and distribution systems, all done with the purpose of improving reliability, with the intent not only to be able to handle the demand on the system during hot weather, but in the event, should we have any severe weather, the system is better able to withstand any harsh weather.
While it is impossible to rule out a possible power outage during the extreme heat, he believes that the new improvements will cut down the likelihood of one happening.
Over a number of days, if you have a heat wave that lasts for several days, you're taxing the system. But hopefully, with the improvements we've made, we're going to be able to withstand any extremely hot weather.
Meanwhile, weather forecasters are expecting the temperatures to back off from the 90s with expected rain over the weekend. This is Rachel Taylor for Delmarva Public Radio.